This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley. Good morning. Back in June, we told you about the first ever Vermont Book Award and the six finalists who were nominated for the honor. Now we can tell you about the winner. It's poet Karen McCadden of Plainfield for her collection Landscape with Plywood Silhouettes. McCadden's honor comes on the heels of the announcement that another Vermont poet, Ellen Bryan Voigt, has been named a 2015 MacArthur Fellow, which is fitting since McCadden says Voigt has been a mentor to her and an inspiration for her own writing career. And we are pleased to have Karen McCadden joining us now from our Montpelier studios. And congratulations, Karen, on being the first ever recipient of the Vermont Book Award.
Oh, Mitch, thank you very much.
Now, among the qualifications for this book award, the author had to be located here or the work had to be published by a Vermont press. Or if the author didn't happen to be a Vermonter, the state had to be reflected in some way in the writing. How much does Vermont influence your poetry? And if so, how?
Mitch, I've lived in Vermont since I was 18. I came here as a young woman to go to college, drawn by the place, the idea of living in a rural environment. And I lived about almost 20 years on a farm. And now I live in a village, like an actual, real, intact village with no road running through the middle of it. So I'm really drawn to Vermont. It appears in the people and the imagery of my work. And I think Vermont has this interesting tension between older cultures and the current culture. I think we're very cutting edge in so many ways. And the tension between those two lifestyles is really fruitful, I think, for poets.
Your Vermont influence, or the influence Vermont has on you, extends as well to your work, because I understand you're a teacher at Montpelier High School.
I am.
And your students have been rather helpful in your writing. I mean, how have they inspired you even as you teach them?
As a teacher, I've been teaching since I was 26, and I'm quite a bit older than that now. So one year, one of my classes didn't run. I had not enough students, and I said, give me 2 weeks, and I'll have a creative writing program going. And I invited students to study poetry with me, and I made them take risks. I made them send their work out. I made them read publicly. And they one day turned the lens on me and said, hey, what about you? And I said, okay. And I started sending manuscripts out. And that was when I began to be published and participate in conferences and things like that. That was sort of the birth of my career as a poet.
This news about your Vermont Book Award, it coincides with Vermont poet Ellen Bryan Voigt being named a MacArthur Fellow for 2015. I'm sure you've heard this news now.
Yes, I have.
You know, so poetry in the Green Mountain State is certainly flexing its literary muscles, if you will. And we hear so much about the decline of reading amid changing technology, so much competing media these days. I wonder if this was something that you were touching on in your poem, Death of the Reader. And I'd like to read just the first paragraph of that. I have not read a book since my divorce, or I have been a bad reader and have had read books but have not finished them, or I may or may not have read some books, but only those I read as a child and those to my son, or I have picked up books in order to love them but have been unable to. Am I reading too much into it, or does that poem have so much to do with your relationship to reading, to writing, and how you feel about poetry?
Boy, that's a great question. I think it's a mixture of what happens to reading when life gets in the way. In that poem, the action in the middle of the book is the books coming to life inside the reader, the books that I've loved and how they've become a part of my life. And the actions in them become kinds of confessions about things I've actually lived. I think books become a part of our actual experience. I believe neuroscience will prove this at some point, that what we read, we become. And for me in this poem, I was thinking about the value of poems, what a poem can do that a novel can't do. And a poem can break your heart in the short term and over, and the shards falling through the tree limbs to the pasture below. This idea that a poem has the power to shock us and to be quick at it. And I think that in some ways this poem is dithering between what is the value of the novel inside a person's mind and what is the power of a poem.
There's the poem Becca. And there's an example there of a girl having the phrase, make of my life a few wild stanzas tattooed on the vellum of her back. Much of the discussion is ostensibly about fonts in this poem. It's really a lyrical reflection, I guess, on her character. I mean, what does that poem mean to you, Becca?
It's many layered, which I think many poems are for the poet. It's based in an actual experience, an actual conversation with a real woman named Becca. It's a story about a student coming to ask me what she should have tattooed on her back.
How much of what you absorb in your daily life ends up being on the written page.
I think poets are often these unfortunate magnets, where fortunate and unfortunate that a poet's job is to see the world like a collector. And so for me, there are so many times when I experience something when I know it has to go into a poem. And often their experience that in which there's a lot of tension or something incongruous has happened, something unexpected, and the tension between what's expected and what actually happens for me is often the genesis of a poem.
And Karen McAdden, I wonder if you could read one of the poems from your collection for us.
This is called Say Sing. It's the last poem in the book. This is my one life. Say you know. Say this means many things. Say snowy owl. Say 3 feet of snow. Say kestrel. My one life is here at the table next to me. Say you know. Say fine night for soup. Glad to have you. How was your drive? Say there is only one ridgeline worth knowing, one swale between 3 hills. Wonder why the mountains are named Lord's Hill, Devil's Hill, and Burnt Mountain. Say we should go there sometimes when we are lonely like this, stand in the center, gear shouldered, and wonder where to camp. Say bear claws and hawk circles. Say grass chewed low. Say here, one life, settle in with us. Here is the fire. Say here is a warm stone. Say sing.
I know you want to relish this award for a while, so I feel a little bad asking, what's next? You know, what are you going to do next in your writing?
I have a manuscript that's called Street View. That's an exploration of various incarnations of home. I've been going back to Ireland a lot, which is my family's home. And the combination of life in Vermont versus life in Ireland is an interesting problem, trying to put those two together, because I think a pastoral existence like in Ireland and Vermont is a great challenge for a poet. How do you render these places without making them cliche? So it's almost like a great mathematical problem. How do I write about these two places and have them transcend their own cliches?
Karen McAdden is the winner of the first ever Vermont Book Award for her collection, Landscape with Plywood Silhouettes. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much, Mitch. It's been a real pleasure.